Happy Wednesday, friends, and welcome to Aquarius Behavior. I'm your co-host, Morgan.
I'm your co-host, Samantha.
Morgan,
what's in your bevy today?
Caffeinating and hydrating.
Oh, it's a twofer.
Caffeinate, hydrate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got myself a diet, too.
There's the caffeine. Yep.
Love of my life. And a bubbly water. I'm drinking Waterloo today.
Ooh, a Waterloo.
Yeah, because that's what my husband brought me from Costco. Mm-hmm.
Consequently, that's also what's in my house as well. I had two different kinds. It was tough not buying both. False. I bought both.
Oh, bougie alert.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Let's talk about our suburban paradise over here.
I mean, Costco.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I like those Waterloos. They have just more of a flavor, a little bit more of a punch. As far as like a sparkling water can have a punch, it has just like more of a than some of the other ones that I've come across.
Mm-hmm. More flavorful.
Yeah, just a little bit more of like a coming at you.
Yeah, yeah, I hear that.
Some forward fruit flavor.
Waterloo, not sponsored.
No, nope. It's just what's at Costco.
What are you rocking today?
I have ice. I have ice in my water bottle, which means like it hasn't been a completely crazy day. I have made it to a refrigerator to get solid ice recently. So I think that I'm also drinking out of a short water bottle today. So I'm on like my fifth or sixth of these because they're just tiny. So everyone hydrate. Got the H2O today.
Mmm, doing it. Well, it seems like it's just a nice, chill day in the pod lounge. Mm-hmm. I'm on the floor just rocking a little floor nest with Remus.
Yeah, he's all curled up in by your feet.
I think this is a... let's just take a deep breath. Wow. What a serene moment. And it seems like this is the perfect tone to play today's Breaking Dawn trivia test.
Oh, we're feeling calm. Ba-ba-da-da. We're feeling chill.
Trivia test quiz.
We got this. It's also, I think I'm feeling a little bit of exhaustion because we've read the entire Twilight Saga in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. So we just finished it up and now it's the quiz.
Yes.
For Breaking Dawn.
Yes.
So Excuse me.
If you're new here, welcome to Aquarius Behavior. We have been reading The Twilight Saga by Stephanie Meyer together. That's been our special journey this year. Last year, we read through Jane Austen's 6 novels. So if you're interested in that, go back and check out our previous season. But this year, we've gone on a journey, right, Sam? And we've just finished The Twilight Saga by Stephanie Meyer.
It's been a journey. A journey.
Oh, my gosh. So after the end of every book, it's tradition. Mm-hmm. And we always
test our knowledge
at the end of the book. Mm-hmm. And we participate in a trivia test quiz from the Forks Chamber of Commerce.
There it is. Thank you, Forks Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, thank you. These have been riveting. So we did actually go to Forks, Washington in January.
Oh, 6 months ago.
We talk a lot about our trip here. Mm-hmm. And so today we are going to be testing our knowledge with the Breaking Dawn trivia test developed by Forks Chamber of Commerce, 1411 South Forks Avenue, Forks, Washington, 98331. Are you ready?
They did such a nice job putting this all together. Just, it keeps on happening. When you said that we had tests and stuff, it's like, oh, we get one for each book.
Yeah.
I'm very appreciative.
They leaned into the Twilight thing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that they
and
did.
And blessings. I'm glad that they have too.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a fun time. But that's not what we're talking about today.
Today we get to talk about.
Today's serious, okay? Bum, 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 bum.
Bella's been through a lot. She's been through a lot, and we get to remind ourselves of the journey.
Okay, now I have a question, though. Mm-hmm. So you've recently watched the two Breaking Dawn movies with your husband. Do you think that this has put you at a disadvantage because you may mix up things that happen in the movie with the book? Or are you going forward confident and not fazed by this at all?
Thank you so much for asking.
Am I getting in your head?
No, I'm really glad you did, because Eric and I talked about that this year. Is I told him, because he obviously Twilight theme in our house this year. And I said, hey, I'm reading all the books and then we're watching the movies this summer. He said, oh, I don't want to wait all year to like have to watch the movies. Because when we started dating, I said, hey, if you want to make fun of Twilight, you have to watch the movies first. So I sat him down. We watched all of them. And so now he's like, I actually kind of enjoy them. So after each book, I've been watching the movie, but I've been doing it after I took the test trivia quiz. But not this time. Not this time. I'm concerned, but also I cannot wait to talk about these movies when we get going this summer.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to watch the movies too.
Wow, wow, wow.
And I'm gonna reread all of our guests that are going to be on this summer.
Yes. I'm gonna reread all the books. It's gonna be silly. It's gonna be a silly time.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm
excited. So disadvantaged and excited.
Okay, should we get started?
One through 16.
Yes. I numbered your post-it.
Thank you very much.
Question one. Where did Bella and Edward go on their honeymoon? Yes. I do believe I know this one. Number two. Which Cullen did the werewolf pack think was the strongest? Oh. Which Cullen did they think was the strongest? Now, is this applying, like, are they talking about brute strength? Or are they just talking about, in general, like, based on their powers? These are questions. I'm going to have to come back to that one.
Mm-hmm.
This stresses me out. You know, I always have to give a commentary to my answers.
You know, and we
thank
also...
Thank you for just, like, listening and being patient with me.
One,
thank you.
I'm here for you. Two... Even though we started with a deep breath, the pressure in the room has increased exponentially.
I'm only putting pressure on myself.
Morgan,
literally
so competitive.
The stakes have never been lower, okay? Breathe. This is a good exercise. Okay, number three. How does Jacob refer to Rosalie? What does he call her? I love, again, the movies. I don't have a lot of critiques for the movies, but the one that I do consistently have and continues to grow stronger is that the movies done Rosalie dirty.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much more interaction between Jacob and Rosalie. Oh, my.
To lead to that breaking point.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh, they have a whole relationship and, oh, it's so sweet. And just how, like, they're both just such big parts of Edward and Bella's marriage in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, like, ugh. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about, because I don't remember what he calls her, but I remember the feeling of those scenes.
The feeling. Yes.
Damn it. Come on, empathy. Do better.
Okay. Four. Okay, I'm ready for four.
What word did Rosalie scratch on the side of a food bowl she gave to Jacob? Oh boy. Little scamp. 5. What kind of car did Edward give Jacob the keys for? That was another part we talked about, which was not in the movie.
The movie. Mm-hmm. I think that that was a missed opportunity. I feel like there could have been some very good cutscenes.
I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
wandering the park just making eye contact. Prolonged
eye contact. Yes. Oh, Bo Burnham. What an artist. Okay, what kind of car did Edward give Jacob the keys for? I'm reading it again like it'll come to me.
Yeah, because it hasn't come to me yet.
Oh, I got this one. Ooh, yeah. I have this one. Number 6. Ready?
We're just moving right along.
I got this one. What is Bella's daughter's name? I got this. I'm confident.
Spelling counts.
No, it doesn't. Don't do that.
No, it doesn't. I mean, my answer for number 2
is... does not sound like my best friend.
No, my answer for number 2 is an example of why spelling doesn't count.
Yeah.
All right, here, let's continue.
How long was Bella's transformation process? And I commented that I was like, this seemed really fast. Like, it seemed like it was hours. But is it supposed... it's supposed to be days because of rotten potatoes. I will come back to that one.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have an opportunity to circle back and reread, recontemplate.
I have 2 written out right now.
Uh-huh.
And perfect. We're on 8. 8. How far did Edward and Bella jump over the river? What? Excuse me? Forks Chamber of Commerce trivia they've put together. Mm-hmm. Fan wrote this.
Yeah.
You like, can't just like so show evident. Up for this. I mean, mm-hmm. How many times did this person read Twilight? I'm just in awe every time. The detail. 9. Is it safe to move to 9?
It's going to have to be. We're going to have to circle back to a few of these.
What was the first animal that Bella drank blood from? Bella received from the Volturi.
Oh, yeah.
There were kind of 2, a little bit. But I think if you just put down like the main gift.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put them both down.
Wow.
Because overachiever. Sometimes the Forks Chamber of Commerce, they like to be detailed.
It's high standards.
They do have high standards. And I appreciate that. Okay. We got this. We got this, Sam.
My face is making uncertain faces right now.
How many do you have written in right now?
Well, I do have 1 for every single one, but at least 3 of them I know are surely misspelled and also perhaps incorrect.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're coming in.
We have different strategies. Mm-hmm. This is, I like this.
We're going to go back and assess the situation on the second time around.
Oh, yeah. Because during the stretch break, that's what we do.
Oh.
Okay.
We quietly BTS, giggle over here.
We have a stretch break and we look over our answers again.
Just to make sure.
Sometimes it takes like 15 minutes.
I have to lock it in.
Lock it in. 11? Which Volturi has influence over emotional ties between people? Oh, no. I didn't remember that being a thing.
I do remember. See, now I have to find the name. But
right.
It's where Bella is, you know, holding her shield.
Uh-huh.
Don't know if that's a question later in the thing, but
I don't know, but we know that happened.
We know that happened.
And the Volturi are there and she's holding her
and
shield.
She's just like, hey, they're everybody. Trying to break the bonds between us, and they underestimated how strong our family bonds are, and also y'all can't break through my shield.
Oh my gosh. I think I blacked out during that scene because that's I was on the edge of my seat and everything was new. It wasn't like the movie.
It wasn't. It was a high-stakes conversation. It's like a chess game.
It was tense.
Oh, it was very tense. Gosh. Oh, you could cut the tensity like a knife.
Well, you blacked out.
I liked
so,
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. 12. Who can manipulate earth, wind, water, and fire with his mind? It's Mr. Robot. And his name. Does that get me like a half point if I can say that? Or like name something else that he's in?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
Damn it.
If you, I know you can name the actor's name.
No.
No,
I can
you
just
can't?
Name things that he's in.
Okay.
Like he's in Bohemian Rhapsody. And he was a villain inspector of the James Bond.
Yeah.
It's that guy.
It's good eyes. Just those good eyes.
It's because I'm a visual person.
Yeah,
oh, no. Okay.
But in the book,
well, I gotta move
he
on.
Has a name.
He does. And he's a nomad. Well, no, he's kind of tied to this one guy.
Yeah.
But the one guy was like, I'm going to try to like
this
use
sounds
you maybe.
Like stretch break conversation right now, Morgan.
Damn it. It is. Okay. I got to move on.
Got to keep going.
Got to keep going.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 13.
Oh, I'm leaving 12 blank. That's my first fully blank one. And I feel stupid.
Oh, you're not though.
Thank you for the eyebrow journey you just gave me. I feel dumb. Those of you who've been listening for a while, like I, you know, this is not my first visit in the Twilightiverse and I'm horrible with names in the first place, but I feel like I should have remembered this one. And thank you. Thank you. Your eyebrows were reassuring. I appreciate that.
Yeah. This is a safe space for you to have those feelings. She's welcome here. Yep, she's welcome
here. She's uncertain and a little bit embarrassed.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8 blank spots right now.
Thank you for sharing your truth, Morgan.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I felt you made me feel like the space was safe. And so then I wanted to share.
So you're saying my bravery just really brought that out?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I see you being brave over there with your just big blank spaces. Mm. I'm proud. I'm proud of your ability to just move forward and know we're going to come back to it. We're going to have a second chance.
It's like... The siren goddess, Taylor Swift says, I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. If I can remember it. But I can't.
If I've had an interaction with you that was longer than 2 minutes.
Lost it. All right, let's move on. 13. We got 4 questions left.
I'm feeling strong.
What were the names for Jacob and Renesmee for the fake documents? Okay. I remember one. Do half points count for this one, or is this like a 2-pointer? Because they're specifically asking for 2.
I feel, Morgan, what
I
if
want
we
to
made
talk
this,
about that already?
What if we made this a 4-pointer? Hear me out, okay?
What?
We get a point for each correct first and last name. So that means we're guaranteed at least 2 points on this one. I really feel like there's some opportunity to score some points.
That's right.
So
there was a last
perhaps
name.
Their passports, you know, points for first, points for last name for each of them.
Okay. Four pointer.
A 4-pointer.
OMG.
It's our first 4-pointer.
I didn't even know we could go up that high.
We make the rules.
Wow.
It's true.
It's literally forming as we're playing.
Oh, gosh. I needed to laugh today. This is so fun. All right. 14.
Oh, 14. What did Bella give Renesmee for Christmas? Oh, I got this one. I got this one. Because she was all sad, too. Because she's like, oh, my gosh, I've got this fake passport for my baby and I might have to send her away to protect her to go live with her Uncle Jacob. Damn it. This might be the last time I ever see her. drama.
I have such a stupid brain right now. I'm not meaning to be mean to myself. I'm just letting you know that, like, it's like all the details have just walked away. I think I just started freaking out after 11. It was just really started freaking out after 11. Yeah.
It's going to be a long stretch break. I'll say that, Sam. 15. We got two left.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let's anchor this bitch.
All right.
What is the accurate name for werewolves? Oh. Yes. That was a thing.
Because they're
shocking.
They're not really werewolves.
They're not actually werewolves.
They're not werewolves.
Whoa.
They're giant wolves.
They are giant wolves.
Giant wolves.
But the form.
What is it?
That has been chosen.
Because they're not werewolves. They're blank.
There's something else. There's something else, and they said it in the book. I remember 15. Being surprised.
It made me feel good. Okay.
Because the movies didn't say anything about that.
No, it's like they don't need to explain at all. It's fine.
It's incredible.
The audience is left wanting because the books are just filled with so many more details. Half of them I can't remember, but they are filled with details.
We're going to read them again.
Yep.
16. What was it that protected the collection of vampires and werewolves in the metal from the Volturi? We just talked about it.
So if you don't remember.
I love when that happens. I actually do.
Good job.
Heavens, there's one.
We're guaranteed at least 1 point on this one.
I'm getting that one.
I just think that power is so cool.
Wild.
It's just so cool how they talk about it in the book and the flexibility, the tactileness that Bella experiences with that. It's very cool.
Yes. The descriptions.
Okay. Let's circle back. Let's read each of these and just hope for the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to take a stretch break about it.
We'll be back.
Hey, AbPod listeners. Hope you're feeling groovy, and this episode is bringing a slice of nice to your day. Did you know you could follow AquariusBehavior.pod on Instagram to see weekly episode updates and behind-the-scenes podcast pictures? Yeah, it's true. You can also email the show at AquariusBehavior.pod@gmail.com to share your friendship stories or suggest a segment. Stay hydrated, buddies. Now on with the show. This is for me. Are you ready, Sam?
I am ready.
You ready to learn?
I'm going to learn. Yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot of low-key learning here.
Okay, we are going to go through these 16 answers of the Breaking Dawn trivia test from the Forks Chamber of Commerce. If you are playing along, you can find these answers at www.forkswa.com/trivia-test. Here we go. Number one, where did Bella and Edward go on their honeymoon?
I felt confident about this one. Mm-hmm. And I not only was locationally specific, but then even more specific. So, yeah, because like we know that they like flew in to Rio, right? Mm-hmm. But they didn't stop there. They went to Isla Esme.
Mm-hmm.
Into the house on Isles.
What?
Into the house.
Into the house. And then onto the beach and into the water. Yep, and then back into the house.
Yep. Ate some chicken in the kitchen, did some sleeping in the beds.
Wow. I too said Isle Esme. The answer from the Forks Chamber of Commerce is Isle Esme. And in parentheses, off Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Sam, I think that you deserve an extra point for that.
Oh, wow. That's a twofer? It's an unintentional twofer.
I know. I think you earned that, though. You went into more detail than they did.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. Nice. Nice.
Plus
memory.
Two.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Two, which Cullen did the werewolf pack think was the strongest?
I mean, I went with Emmett. Is that...
That is the obvious answer.
That's the obvious answer.
That is what was said in the book. And I put Bella.
Okay.
Because I couldn't remember. Uh-huh. And I thought maybe... Because she's like really intuitive and they're just like, oh, her spirit is strong.
I'm sorry.
Fucking that's why I asked, were we comparing, what were we saying was strong? Is it physical strength or is it emotional strength?
That's a good
spiritual
question.
Spiritual strength. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm just more open-minded, but that's where my brain went.
I think that's fair.
The obvious choice was Emmett, though. So go ahead and give yourself a point for that one.
Yes!
Oh my.
Too many M's and too many T's in that word.
Dear.
Goodness.
Three. Oh. How does Jacob refer to Rosalie? What does he call her?
He calls her Blondie.
He does call her Blondie.
In a very sarcastic way. Blondie.
Oh my gosh. It's such little brother behavior.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is just the little brother behavior.
Little brother behavior.
Just here to antagonize.
He's actually only 16, and he's so annoying.
And Stephanie reminds us of that in this book. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yes, yes. Gosh. And he grew up with two older sisters. So I just look at this and I'm like, this is such little brother energy. Mm-hmm. Like,
just here to be annoying.
Jacob.
Yeah.
He is annoying.
He knows it.
And he does know it.
It's like, oh, but Bella wants me here and I'm all warm and snuggly, so suck it.
Yeah, suck it. Best friend card. Okay, number four. What word did Rosalie scratch on the side of a food bowl she gave to Jacob?
I overthought this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, you know, first I'm just like, well, it's a dog food bowl, but she didn't just write food on there. I feel like she wrote Fido or something. Mm-hmm. But it also could have just been dog. And I started overthinking it. My brain panicked. They all became the same in my head. And so I'm going with Fido, but mm-hmm, there's a real uncertainty there.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was your journey?
I wrote down doggy. And Stephanie Meyer said Fido.
I like doggy. Doggy bowl.
I was in, you know, the spirit of the answer is there.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Wrong language. So spelling doesn't count, but language does. So
language counts in this podcast.
Yeah, like that matters. Oh, man. Oh, I got number five wrong.
What?
I know. But I was thinking the problem was, I'll tell you the problem after right, we say the answer. I know that you're surprised. I'm disappointed too.
Okay. Read me the question again.
Okay. Five. What kind of car did Edward give Jacob the keys for?
I feel like it was an Aston Martin Vanquish.
Oh, shit.
Did I get it wrong?
No, you got everything right.
Because you talked about this.
Aston Martin, specifically a Vanquish.
Because you talked about this in a previous episode and how you thought it was just so cool that Jacob got to just roll out with an Aston Martin.
I know.
And you've been into F1 recently. And so we had this question. I was like, Morgan is going to nail this.
I know. I just discovered F1. And it's blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, no one else knows about it.
Here's what happened.
And so now we're in.
Here's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sat here and I thought, fuck. I know that this is a car that races in F1. And I was sitting there and I was like, I don't know. It could be this one, but I don't think it is. And I'm not totally confident. I wrote down Ferrari.
Hey, that's a car. That's a car.
But it is Aston Martin.
It's an Aston Martin.
It is. Oh, my.
I mean, they're all really pretty cars, so.
You know, the Cullens probably have a flippin' Ferrari in their stupid garage.
I'm sure they do.
Rosalie, right? Is Rosalie the one with the Ferrari?
Probably.
A red Ferrari.
with her blonde hair.
Alice.
Oh, shit. Now, she has that, well, she has that cute little yellow, maybe it is a Ferrari. We're going to have to go back and, what did she drive around Voltura? Who knows? This is why we're watching the movies this year.
This is why.
Yep. All right, let's keep going.
I got six.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look out. She's coming back.
This is a confident woman I see in front of me.
What is Bella's daughter's name? Say it all together with me.
Renesmee. It's
or
grown
Nessie,
on me.
Yeah. As she's referred to, like, you know, insiders.
I love that.
Cool people. Ooh.
Are you reading the next one?
Interesting.
Number seven.
Seven. How long was Bella's transformation process in becoming a vampire?
I feel like it's a 3-day thing.
Oh, okay, this is controversial.
Uh-oh.
I said 2 days.
Okay.
The answer from the Forks Chamber of Commerce is just over 2 days.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. It's in the middle of both of our answers. This has never happened before. Because it's not quite 3 days, but it's a little more than 2 days.
But it's not a full third
Are
day.
Are we right? So, like, is this Price of Right rules?
Is it a
is
half
it
point?
Yeah, like, does everybody get a half point?
I feel like a half
How
point.
How does this work?
Because I like that we were still in days and not hours. Hours would have made me mad, but it also would have been more specific because then we would know whether or not it was closer to 2 days
because
or 3 days.
It's ambiguous.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
what do we do?
I feel solid about taking a half point for myself and putting it in my point pile.
Can
I think
I
you should too.
Also take a half
yeah,
point?
Yeah, I think you should okay. take a half point for your point pile.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Uh-huh. Oh, that's nice.
Plus one half.
Eight.
I'm not feeling great about this one.
How far did Edward and Bella jump over the river?
Half a football field?
Okay, so here's, I put down 2 football fields. Because.
So we're using the same increment of measurement,
yes.
which is football fields
well, it's,
or yards.
Okay, yeah, so I put uh-huh. it in, well, I put it in feet. Wait, no.
Yards.
How?
Yes. How do football stadiums?
Yes.
Yep.
How are footballs, because it's a 50. Is it 50 yards?
Sure is.
It's a
50-yard line. So
okay.
that would mean that there's 100 yards in a football field. And so 2 football fields would be 200 yards. Or okay. 2 football fields. So I said half a football field, which is
okay.
50 yards.
No, because the football field is 50 yards. So it's 25 yards for half the football field.
No, excuse me. A whole football. So the 50-yard line is the middle. And so that means that there's 50 yards on both sides.
The whole
so
field
the,
is 100
Yes. The
yards?
Whole field is 100 yards. So you guessed 2 football fields, which
what?
Is 200 yards.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
And then I guessed half a football field, which is 50 yards. So it's like from the 50-yard line to the goalpost or the end zone.
Okay.
And so from what I understand, see, we
okay.
I don't know if people know, but we don't know sports very well. We're actually perhaps bringing on a baseball consultant for
usually,
our Twilight situation.
I usually have no time or patience for football. Blessings.
But yeah, so that from what I understand, that's what the field measurements are. So what did
okay.
the Forks Chamber of Commerce tell
well,
us?
This has just changed everything. I have to do some math for a moment.
All right.
So here's what happened. I thought to myself that a football field was 50 feet.
Yeah.
And then I said,
yeah.
I think it's going to be 2 football fields.
So 100 feet. 100 feet.
But.
Which is about 33 yards.
So I'm going to say that's incorrect because 100 feet. Oh, wait, hang on. This is square feet. We don't want that. We just want regular feet, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Oh, we don't want area. Okay, I'm on Google right now. How does it work? So I can do, this is too much. Length. Oh, let's do length. Okay, 100 feet. This is amazing. I did like a whole unit on stuff like this in school. You don't need any of it.
No, you don't need any of it.
I'm just Googling this right now. The internet is fascinating.
You don't need to store any of it in your brain.
So 100 feet. Sam, you are right. You always say that you're not good at math, but it's about a third. It's 33.3333 yards.
Thanks.
Holy cow.
So 33.3333 or 50 feet.
So it's just, I just needed to explain like where my thought process went. It is wrong because Stephanie Meyer, she said it was 50 yards. It's one football field.
One half of a football field?
Wait. Hold on. Dang it.
50-yard line is the middle.
Oh, so she said 50 yards.
Okay. One football
Sam.
Field halved.
Halved.
A half of a football field.
One half of one.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, I did get that correct.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations.
I feel like I had clawed out of us.
Number 9. What was the first animal that Bella drank blood from? I said mountain lion.
Me too.
Because that's like Edward's favorite. And the answer is mountain lion.
Yeah. And wasn't it like the moment where like,
let's all do it.
She smelled an elk, but then a mountain lion came along and she was just like, ah, the mountain lion. I am such strong. I can kill mountain lion. It was kind of one of those like,
yeah,
Bella's a bad bitch. Stephanie wanted to make sure that we knew.
Yeah.
The Bella's a bad bitch.
And it just kind of came like easy to her.
Mm-hmm. Plus one.
10.
When you said two presents, I got mad at you because I could only think of one.
Well, this isn't, I'm interested to see the direction they've taken.
Oh.
10. What wedding gift did Bella receive from the Volturi?
I said diamond necklace.
Excellent. Yes. Great. So I said an antique box. And a necklace was inside of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. Now that you say that,
from like the king's
bathroom,
12th century, yeah. Whatever,
mm-hmm.
Whatever,
whatever it was.
So, the answer, of course, is detailed, stunning. The answer is a gold rope chain necklace with white diamond. Wow. So. I put a necklace,
mm-hmm.
and you went further with your detail and said diamond necklace. Like, is this a situation where you think both of us could also get half points?
I have a question. Did you put box?
I did also put a box,
so
which
I feel...
wasn't mentioned.
Oh.
You okay. know, because it wasn't mentioned in the answer.
But, like, extra. I feel like you know? Should. I feel like you should get full points for that.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. Because you brought it up and it was just like, ah, yes, that.
I don't feel like I deserve that, but I'll take
the box, though. It was such a cool detail that Stephanie put in there. And I was just like, well, I want to know all about the box now. As a reader, it's like, forget this storyline. What's going on with this box?
Yeah,
where did it come
I'll
from?
Take it.
What's the lore?
Sam, you give yourself a full point, too.
I'm going to take that full point.
There's a diamond and a necklace in there, in the answer,
yes.
Verbatim.
Boom.
Okay, here we go. 12. What's his name? Who can manipulate earth, wind, water, and fire with his mind?
Wait, 11 and 12 are both similar. Will you make sure that 11 is the one?
Oh, yes.
Because that's the one where I'm mad about it, so I'm ready to be mad about it now.
That's number 12. Let's thank you. Back up.
Mm-hmm.
11. Which Volturi has influence over emotional ties between people?
I feel like there was someone named, like, Roxanne. But
Roxanne.
But no, it's I am pretty sure that I have not gotten this correct.
Okay. I said Alex, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty sure his was more to take away people's sensations. And it wasn't actually that. I do not remember this person at all. The answer is Chelsea.
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 There's also this. Oh, this Chelsea. Is the only answer on here that also doesn't have a page number. So how can we verify this? Do we know this is peer reviewed? I don't know.
This is going to keep me
either
up
way. No one got the point. So we'll move on.
All right.
12. Who can manipulate earth, wind, water, and fire with his mind?
I got excited because I remember this at the last minute during the stretch break. I'm pretty sure it's Benjamin.
You would be right.
Yes. Oh, yes. Sweet victory.
I put down Mr. Robot because it was all I could remember.
Yep.
I don't even know the actor's name.
Is it? I'm going to say it away from the microphone because I don't know how to pronounce it all the way. But Rami Malek?
Yeah.
Rami Malek?
Yeah, that's it. Yes, it's him.
He's just got those good eyes. Just those eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Stunning. More about the movies later. All right, let's keep
13.
Going.
13. What were the names of Jacob and Renesmee for the fake documents? We're coming upon our four-pointer here, okay?
This is exciting.
All right.
I need to know first, did you get the first names right?
No.
Okay. What?
Well, okay. Here's the interesting thing.
Uh-huh.
What were your guesses? I think I got Jacob's last name, but I think I got Renesmee's first name.
Okay.
So I couldn't remember Jacob's first name, so I put down Larry, but mm-hmm. I do believe his last name was Wolf. And then I remember Renesmee's name was Vanessa, because then she could still go by Nessie. But I didn't remember the last name. What were your answers?
So I put Jacob Wolf and Vanessa Wolf. Because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was like the same family or same last name so that they could travel easier together.
Wow. Sam, you nailed it. It is Jacob Wolf and Vanessa Wolf.
Now, is it with just a, is there a no E at the end?
There is an E at
there
the end.
There is the E at the end.
Spelling doesn't count.
Nope. And so, I didn't write the E.
Yep. We're not counting spelling.
Plus
okay.
Four.
Wow, Sam. That's incredible.
It's really turning out.
That's a game changer right there.
Big successes today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's helpful. I just got 2 points. Mm-hmm. That
We needed that. We needed number 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell me now, riddle me this.
Oh no.
14. What did Bella give Renesmee for Christmas?
I didn't have a lot of confidence in my answer. I guessed a locket, mm-hmm. like with her picture in it.
Yeah, I said an antique locket.
Oh.
Because I remember she got it at an antique store. The Forks Chamber of Commerce wrote down a golden locket.
Oh.
So I think everybody who said locket gets one.
Good job, everyone.
Because everything was correct. Way to go. Number 15.
I hope our listeners are having as much success.
What is the accurate name for werewolves?
I was super excited about this because this was a detail that I did not remember when we read the books mm-hmm. until the very end when they talk about it. And it was like, oh, they don't talk about this in the movie. So they're shapeshifters.
They are
shapeshifters. They're not werewolves. They're shapeshifters. And they've chosen the form of a giant wolf.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not reactive to the moon. And it's a whole different thing. And they could have chosen any shape. So they're shapeshifters.
So that begs the question, can Jacob turn into other animals if he tried to?
He really clenched.
Yeah, like I wonder.
They have forever to find out.
I'm so curious. Okay. I got the wrong S. I was like, I know that they can shift their form. And then I was like, is it a shapeshifter? Or do they refer to it as a skinwalker?
Oh, yep.
And I couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. Although I was like, well, today the term skinwalker is like frowned upon, but
yeah, it's not great.
I know, but I was like, but this was, you know, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I put down the wrong one. You know,
what can you do?
But you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
And you wrote something down, which is
it
brave.
It started with an S. Thank you.
That's right.
So 16, this is our last one. We're going on top here. Ready? What was it that protected the collection of vampires and werewolves in the meadow from the Volturi.
It was Boom. Bella's shield.
It was Bella's shield.
Yeah. It so was. Protective. Such flexibility.
It was awesome.
Listening to her talk about it and like run the reader through what her like tactile senses were feeling mm-hmm. and which I just love that whole sequence. Morgan, how did you do?
You know, I don't mind this score. I'm rocking an 8.5. That half point put me over the 50% mark. So I'm feeling pretty good about that.
I got a solid 17 out of 16.
Wow.
Overachievement. That 4 points really boosted. That
amazing.
That was the boost that my whole evening need.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Morgan, also just solid showing with the 8. Going from how many blanks you had.
Thank you. Bold. See, that's what... Thank you. Bold. Remember, at some point during the game, it said, I have 8 blank right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't filled out those other ones...
Who knows what would have happened?
What would have happened? I don't know. So I'm feeling thankful. Thankful for our friendship.
I'm feeling thankful for our friendship. I'm feeling for thankful for the Forks Chamber of Commerce for all of this great content that they have just bestowed upon us fresh from Forks in January.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling thankful for our listeners and for the Pod Lounge and for this podcast. That we get to play on Wednesdays.
Oh, wow.
It's okay to be tested. It's okay. It's okay for it to be a test.
Because we can pass tests.
Well,
we can do hard things.
We will be back with our next episode, which is a theme that's undecided at this moment. So, like,
who knows?
You know, we've got some plans cooking. We're going to review the movies, but we haven't quite lined up what the episodes are looking like and who's coming on each episode. So we have to figure that out. And then...
And we'll do that.
We'll do that, and then we can share more. But
and then you'll hear them on Wednesdays. So
yeah.
Abundance.
So stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. Also, last random thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a Snapchat this week that there is a new Netflix movie starring Lindsay Lohan. And the opening credits contain the same song that we use for the opening of our podcast.
It's Joybirds for real.
Oh my gosh, Joybird, congratulations.
That's so exciting.
I'm making it onto a Netflix movie.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder if they're going to start charging us more for royalties.
Yeah, I wonder.
And now that they've made it big.
Oh, editing Samantha was a thought that crossed her mind. I said, oh, well, look at that.
That does make me glad that you jumped on that. Like, before that they've hit it big now. Gosh, I'm just grateful for that because we looked forever and
I have the paperwork.
That was the one that we couldn't get out of our heads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It got stuck in our heads.
Yeah.
So we knew it was the one.
So without further ado, let's kick it. Love and abundance, friends.
Bye.
Smile.